Welcome to Brain Junk. I'm Trace Kerr.
And I'm Amy Barton, and this is a brainstorm. Today we're going to talk about splines.
Splines?
Yeah, splines. I feel like you should give me your top three guesses on what splines are.
Okay, it sounds like something that you would use to like connect two things. So like if you had two pieces of rope, maybe you shouldn't ask me that question.
No, it totally does sound like that. That's funny because I'm like, it sounds like a weird tool or something, like a strange plant.
Yeah.
It is a brain rhythm.
A spline is a, you mean like it's a rave? It's there's lights and there's dance
spline
music?
Rhythm. Actually, it does get into that energy level. Scientists at the University of Michigan, particularly Assistant Professor Omar Ahmed and doctoral student Megha Ghosh, have studied these spline rhythms that they observe when a person is running or an animal, or during REM sleep when someone is dreaming. So first of all, let's talk about what your brain is normally doing in those activities. And normally, your right and left brain are communicating, but they're communicating like a synchronized swimmer, mimicking, trying to do the same thing at the same time. Spline rhythms are trading back and forth, sort of like you're shuffling a deck of cards or like a fast game of ping pong. So left brain does a thing, right brain does a thing, back and forth, back and forth. So the practical working out of that is that, so let's say a person is running, cheetah is running, chasing prey.
Okay.
Let's back up, actually, because why does it matter that their left and right brain aren't mimicking or cooperating, doing the same thing? Why are they trading tasks? So left brain is logic brain. Right brain is your artsy side of your brain, generally speaking.
Okay.
You probably learned that in school at some point, too. Left and right have different jobs, different specializations. So running might take up a certain part of that physical task of doing the thing. But there's also potentially critical thinking tasks that are coming into play. Like if you're hunting, for instance, if a cheetah is running and hunting, it has to make decisions on when to zig and zag. If you are going to dodge a branch, those are different parts of the brain that do those things. And so they're observing that splining of the two different tasks, really fast flipping back and forth in running or in REM sleep.
Huh.
The key function of the spline rhythms is that it's allowing those quick decisions can occur.
So you have to be moving quickly. Like if I was out for a walk, I'm not doing the same thing. I have to be like zipping along.
Yes, correct.
Ah, okay.
Or interestingly, this is like Monsters, Inc. when they're like, if you scare the children, get this, whatever it was that they get. But then they find out when you laugh, it's better. So when you run, you get this splining rhythm. But when you have REM sleep, they're even stronger than during running. And scientists believe that they play a critical role in coordinating your information during sleep, because they've long known that like that seems to be the time when memories really become permanent memories. They're transitioned from that quick little experiential memory that might fade into a long-term memory. Spline rhythm is when that distilling down and grabbing those memories and moving them into long-term storage is happening.
Huh.
So it helps solidify your awake time experiences during your sleep into long-term memories.
And that's not, because when you first said REM sleep, I was thinking, oh, so you're dreaming.
Yes, yes.
It's dream time.
Mm-hmm.
So if I'm dreaming that I'm running and I'm doing things and escaping a monster and all this kind of stuff, that's that same.
Mm-hmm. You could be dreaming about canoeing or reading, too. Or like I dreamt of eating pie at the office last night.
And you had, that would have been, so it's not whatever, it's just the fact that you are REM sleeping is going
REM
to create this.
REM sleeping and dreaming, yes.
Oh.
Yeah. The dream state is what creates that spline rhythm. And so interestingly, this has all been interesting, you know that.
But of course.
Even more interestingly, retrospherical cortex, that's part of your brain. It helps us to figure out when to use the right and left brain, which I hadn't thought about that we need a mechanism for your brain to make that choice. This is a left brain task. This is a right brain task. Its importance in memory and in imagining the future. So one of the hoped for future things with this is that these blind rhythms could be an early warning sign that there is damage to that retrospherical cortex, which means potentially Alzheimer's. So what was just a cool, like, hey, we noticed this way that our brain does a thing, could also be like an early warning sign for other problems.
Wow. So they're like, welcome to 60. Let's do a sleep clinic and see what your little spline waves are doing.
Yeah, oh. Do you have spline waves? Can you imagine the future?
Huh.
Fascinating.
That is interesting. That's one of those things where it almost feels like it could have gone into Ig Nobel territory where you're like, wow, okay, your brain does a thing when you're running. That's super great. But then it's, but then they go, but wait, there's a thing that you can do with this for diagnosing problems. Wow.
Yeah, it's really cool when it does a double duty. Like, it's an interesting, we know how this functions now, or one of the mechanisms for the function, but also now it could be a diagnostic tool.
Wow. Spline. Mm-hmm. So spline is a thing that splices two things together. And it's a mathematical thing too. Is it spelled S-P-L-I-N-E?
Yes, which makes sense if it is a splicing kind of thing, because
Because it's bridging the two brains.
Yeah. Huh. It's interesting to me that it's toggling between the sides of the brain rather than trying to make both of the sides of the brain cooperate together, because one is clearly a specialist in a certain thing. So why try to make it help with something when it can just, like, this is like my Star Trek analogy again, when they say to take all the power and put it to shields. But it's a really fast version of that. We're going back and forth. Shields, no life support, shields.
Watch your feet. Pothole. Keep breathing. Don't forget to blink. Okay, let's go.
Yes. Yep.
Oh, that's good. Almost makes me want to run.
I don't know. I was thinking, like, I'm going to invest in a really good bedtime routine.
Oh, well, there you go.
I can sleep well.
I'll work out my brain while I'm sleeping. Thank you.
Yeah. That's my brainstorm.
I love it. Thank you. That was good. And if you're listening to podcasts before you go to sleep to try to increase your spline wave, and you'd like to hear more episodes of Brain Junk, ask your smart speaker to play our podcast. And wherever you listen, please like and subscribe. Check out our Instagram for fun science and history facts. Our Facebook page is a great place to go if you have comments or questions, like if you want to write in and tell us about a dream. Could be interesting. I don't know. Amy and I will catch you next time when we share more of everything you never knew you wanted to know. And I guarantee you will not be bored.